any quarterback that you get on your team and you want him to lead your team and be a franchise guy, he has to have the mindset. He has to have the skill set, you know, to lead. And I think he has those.
And on this past weekend, did you get your ring?
I did.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was a fun time.
Does it give you a sense, a taste that you want to experience it here to help bring that here to Philadelphia?
Of course, you know, you want to experience winning in any you know, on any team. You know, you want to experience winning and pick up basketball. You know, you don't ever, you know, as a competitor, you never want to lose no matter what you're doing, whether it's playing video games, playing in NFL, like you never want to lose. So.
How much have you been wearing it?
How
much have you been wearing the ring?
I just got it Friday. So
you wearing it like nonstop?
Nah. I haven't put it on. I haven't put it on again since I took it off that night.
Not going to use it as a little motivator for your teammates. Like, we got to get one of these boys.
I feel like they're pretty motivated themselves. I don't think they need to see a ring to, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they need to see my ring to get motivated to win one.
I know it's so early in this process. This team made so many changes and upgrades for the better. Is it too early to say that this team can compete for a playoff spot? Is in that, you know, go from worst to first or wild card?
You know, you can't really predict the future. You can't see things that far ahead of time. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep working. We definitely want to improve our skill set. We definitely want to improve our record from last year. Like I said, we're just going to keep grinding and working and you know, let the chips fall where they may. You put in the work, you know, and it'll pay off.
Kind of a crazy day, right? Like, show up, so it's a practice in the afternoon, and then all of a sudden morning, and then you're going to go over to the link. And it's kind of...
Yeah, it's a crazy day. It's moving pretty fast, but I think we're locked in.
Does it help us football players? You got to kind of be ready for anything?
Oh, yeah. Sudden change is a big thing so in the football game. So, you know, if you can adapt to that at this point right now, I feel like you can adapt to it any time.
Do you think fans are sleeping on your ability to be a pass catcher out of the backfield?
I don't too much pay attention to what fans think about my skill set. You know, I know what I can do. They know what I can do. If it's called for me to catch the ball, I do. You know, I don't drop passes, you know, and you know, whatever it is for me to do, you know, I'm going to do it. So, and no matter if it's catching or running the football.
Deuce Staley said himself not to sleep on you and your pass catching ability. So that's why I want to ask you if you feel like there might be more of a role for you to have more chances on the field because of that this year.
We got a good pass catcher in 43, but if I need to do it, then I will.